This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast, where business leaders share their insights. It is 6 questions in 7 minutes because successful business leaders are busy and rarely have more time to spare. So let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, please tell me who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm Devin Miller. I am a entrepreneur, startup, or done several startups, 7- and 8-figure businesses, as well as the founder and CEO of Miller IP Law, where we focus on helping startups and small businesses with patents and trademarks.
Well, Devin, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Question number two, what is something that makes you laugh or smile about working in your industry?
Yeah, probably a weird one, but laughing in the sense that I have people all the time that say, walk into my office, say, I got the world's best business. It's going to change the world. And then they tell me how a little minute thing that really has no impact on the world and may be a great business, but I always have to laugh when everybody thinks their idea will change the world when most of it is just going to be a small impact or just a fun little gadget.
Yeah, I can only imagine in your line of business, all the interesting things you've heard and people thinking that it's better than the next sliced bread or something.
Usually when they start with that, I'm like, I start to be skeptical in the sense that if you really thought it's going to change the world, you don't need to tell people, they'll obviously get it. So I'm like, if you start out that way, it's kind of flag number one.
Exactly. I totally get it. Question number three. I have a fictitious book with all the answers for business. What chapter would you think most companies should read?
I'd say most companies should read chapter one because they usually don't get all the way through the whole book. So if they're going to at least read one chapter, it should be the first one because hopefully the most important information is there.
Yeah, and it sets the stage for everything else. So I totally agree with you. Question number four, other than the generic work harder, have a great attitude, and care for customers, what advice or insight would you give to other business leaders?
Yeah, one of the ones that kind of comes to mind is automation in the sense that in order to free up your time, you need to look at the things that you're doing on a repetitive basis, you're doing over and over, and then how you can either offload those if you can automate them, offload those to somebody else, but otherwise look to see if you can't automate those. So you can't make it a little bit more streamlined. And it typically automation, you said, oh, that sounds horrible because now I'm going to get on the phone number and we're going to have to dial 20 different pounds in order to get somebody that's just going to transfer me anyway. But I look at it as just the opposite of when you're able to automate it, when you're able to offload, when places you don't need human touch, it frees it up to have human touch, to be able to better interact and provide that better service.
I think that's really insightful because you're right. The automation has these negative connotations, but the key, as you said, if it can free up the humans to have the interactions with other humans so that the people feel like they're doing business with other humans, that's like the sweet spot. Am I right?
Yeah, that's exactly. I found that if you over automate and automate everything, there's no customer service, no human touch, nobody likes it. If you're trying to do it on the opposite end of doing everything yourself, you never have enough time to get everything done. So if you can free up the time where you need to have that human touch, don't need the or automate the places where you don't need the human touch, that's the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Very insightful. Thank you. Question number five. What other business leader like yourself would you like to acknowledge and invite to be on my podcast?
Well, I'll give you two. One is if I could acknowledge, but I don't think he'll ever come on your podcast. I'm a huge Dave Ramsey follower, so I love to have Dave Ramsey. He has a lot of both personal finance, but also a lot of, I think, good business advice and being successful. So if I were to be able to invite him, I'd invite him on. I don't know that he's probably busy enough. I don't know if you'll be able to get him. The other one is Dr. Jacqueline Darna. She was actually a guest on our podcast, and she's just she has an awesome product. She's just enthusiastic, loves what she does, and has a great message. So she has a product that's a wristband that helps you with morning sickness and with headaches and with a few other things, which is just a really cool person.
Oh, very nice. And I spent most of my career in the medical device industry. So I'm looking forward to talking to her. And I will reach out to Dave Ramsey. Let's see what happens. I appreciate the suggestion. And our final question number six, please tell me about your first job.
Yeah. So my first job was in high school. I was working at, it was a laser company, and it sounds cooler than it was. It's really just a laser engraving where you put a piece of, or a part into it, it engrave on it, you take it out, put the next one in, line it up, push the button, take it out. And so it was a super repetitive job. It paid well. I liked the boss. And we had a good environment. So that was my first job. So it wasn't anything exciting, but that was the first job I had.
Well, and you said very repetitive. Sounds like automation could have been used there, right?
That's right. If I could just go back and 20 years ago or so, whatnot, then automate it, then I would have been out of a job. It would have been better for the business.
Oh, my goodness. Progress, technology. So, Devin, thank you so much for being on the show. How can people find you?
Yeah, so I'll give a couple ways. If people want to reach out, so I do intellectual property, primarily patents, trademarks, and a few other business-related things. They want to grab some time with me to chat. They want to get on my calendar and just ask any questions they have. They can go to strategymeeting.com. Easy way to connect up with me. If they want to just find out more about my law firm and what I do, they can go to lawwithmiller.com. So strategymeeting.com to grab some time with me, find out a little bit more about the law firm, lawwithmiller.com.
Perfect. This is Professor Pete Alexander with the Winning at Business and Life podcast. Thanks for listening.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Burn the Boats from Evergreen Podcasts. I interview political leaders and influencers, folks like award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and conservative columnist Bill Kristol, about the choices they confront when failure is not an option. I won't agree with everyone I talk to, but I respect anyone who believes in something enough to risk everything for it. Because history belongs to those willing to burn the boats. Episodes are out every other week wherever you get your podcasts.